The Revelation of St. John the Divine, Chapter 1. The revelation of John, a servant of God, which was given unto him of Jesus Christ, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, that he sent and signified by his angel unto his servant John, who bore record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed are they who read, and they who hear and understand the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time of the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Now this is the testimony of John to the seven servants who are over the seven churches in Asia. Grace unto you, and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, who hath sent forth his angel from before his throne, to testify unto those who are the seven servants over the seven churches. Therefore I, John, the faithful witness, bear record of the things which were delivered me of the angel and from Jesus Christ, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. And unto him who loved us be glory, who washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. For behold, he cometh in the clouds with 10,000s of his saints in the kingdom, clothed with the glory of his Father. And every eye shall see him, and they who pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. For he saith, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the Lord who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see from whence the voice came that spake to me, and being turned I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks one like unto the Son of God, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. This is the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the servants of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.